Happy first day of summer. It actually comes this evening, but we'll mark June 20th. Tomorrow will be the first full day of summer. Summer does arrive this evening, John Hansen reminded us. And it was 50 years ago, appropriately enough, on this day that the summer blockbuster was sort of invented. It was 50 years ago today that Jaws first opened up its screens across the country. So just before the show, he wasn't able to join us live. We were able to have a conversation with the film critic for the Chicago Tribune, Michael Phillips, about the Jaws legacy. Here's that conversation. You know, I was thinking about the movie, Michael, and it seemed to me like there are not many movies that I can recall so many details about. When it came to the Rialto Theater in Joliet, standing in line, the reaction of the person who dove into the aisle in front of me, it's just such a fond memory, Jaws.
Wow.
And with the exception maybe of The Exorcist, people don't talk about their experience watching a movie like they do Jaws. Do you agree with that? And do you remember when you first saw the film?
I do. I had a similar experience. I think I was the one doing the diving into the aisle in Racine, Wisconsin, at the Cinema 1 and 2, I believe. But that was, you know, I saw it a lot. And it really just out of some perverse interest in finding out how long would it take for me to get less frightened by the jolts, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I guess I was sort of had, you know, in my adolescent critic-to-be's brain, I was trying to figure out, you know, a little bit of like how the thing is made and why is it such a weird and kind of fantastic and very new for the time, I think, mixture of like just head-on terror at moments and then really big laughs. Mainly just kind of cathartic laughs to get a release. Like my favorite is that thing where Roy Scheider's chumming, trying to get the shark up, and he's not looking at the water, and then the shark out of the water, and then he kind of turns around and reacts, and it's like a wonderful combo of like, and then a huge laugh, and that's the kind of crowd reaction, John, that I remember happening a lot when I saw it.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
I was actually thinking about some of the comedic relief we needed in the scene where they're all in the boat, recalling the scars and the rough tumbles that they've had. At one point then, towards the end of that bit, Richard Dreyfuss opens up his shirt.
It's a bull shark. He's scraped me when I was taking samples.
I got something for you. That's the thresher. You see that, Chief? Thresher's tail.
Thresher?
It's a shark. I got the creme de la creme. Right here. Hold on. Hey, see that?
You're wearing a sweater.
Right there. Mary Ellen Moffat. She broke my heart.
And it was like, oh, yeah, okay, good. We just need a little chance to breathe here. I've also heard, though, that the film was seen as sort of a benchmark in that that film was made mechanically, and afterwards a lot of the things that we would see would be CGI.
Yeah, it happened a little later than that. The CGI revolution really didn't, I mean, certainly, two summers later, an even much bigger sort of cultural impact summer movie, the first Star Wars, just because the effects really made that film at the time. That was sort of a technologically driven blockbuster, I would say, for sure.
Yeah.
Jaws, absolutely, analog age. You know, the shark, man, they had troubles with those sharks. They couldn't, first of all, filming on water, very difficult, very expensive, delays. The sky was changing all the time. They couldn't get any shots to match. The sharks were never working. And I mean, that film didn't look like it was going to work in production. It really didn't. They had trusted young, you know, mid-20s director Spielberg. You know, that film could have turned out to be a very ordinary, kind of disappointing, okay movie. I mean, I don't know. For me, Charlton Heston was one of the people they were talking about for playing Brody, the sheriff. And to me, Charlton Heston, coming off the disaster movie the year before, Earthquake, that would have been exactly the wrong choice. You know what I mean? For the vibe of Jaws, you don't want Charlton Heston. You want the three people they ended up with. But yeah, you're right. The shark, if you see it today, John, I love how little they actually show it in the first half. That's a brilliant move. Spielberg wasn't the first one to do that, to kind of like really hide your villain, especially if there's kind of a plausibility issue about your mechanical shark. I think that's why the film lasts. I don't really understand the critics who think the movie dies when it's not on the water. I think actually the stuff in Amity is pretty deftly handled and is all pretty interesting.
Are you talking about the mayor wanting to preserve the summer business for the town?
Yeah, which is simplified from the novel, no question. I mean, I remember reading the novel way back when, and you know, there's a lot more about this sort of like much wider conspiracy about like what is it going to take to keep the beaches open, and it's boiled down to a couple of furtive looks from Murray Hamilton as the mayor. But today, the reason the film holds up, I think, is some of it has to do with the era of filmmaking. It is pre. Digital by many years, for sure. And we've seen many shark films come and go since, some of them pretty good, but I don't really think it has the same sense of even occasionally clunky reality that Jaws has. That has, and I remember the screams, John. I love that. I remember the cheer at the end.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that movie put you through the ringer. I was 14, and I haven't fully recovered, actually.
But it sounds like it. Well, so the things that work for the movie, the casting, the absence of the shark in the early scenes, in part because they just couldn't get the shark to work enough. The music is right. I mean, bum, bum. That's a part of the American vernacular right there.
Okay. I would love to have been the fly on the wall when Williams, whether he was at home or in a studio, just kind of first plunked out those two notes, and you just wonder what the look on his face was.
Yeah, like, ooh, I got to, that'll work. That could be a shark coming. And then you're right though. The story is actually a pretty good story, and there are some clever twists and turns, including the final scene where they jam an air tank, spoiler alert, into the shark's jaws. And then they shoot the air tank. The air tank explodes, and so too does the shark.
Yeah, I mean, they rewrote the storyline quite a bit to kind of remove the affair that that the sheriff's wife was having with the shark expert, which is, you know, for me that's fine. I mean, you know, I think I usually don't like taking out any human element stuff, but this movie had a different mission. You know, it's funny, movies of the time, John, of that time. You can look at a couple of Friedkin films, French Connection, The Exorcist, as you mentioned. Like The Exorcist for me was not my kind of monster hit because I thought that was a genuinely grotesque and kind of cheap movie. I thought it was sort of had a weird mixture of solemn tone and just, you know, like a lot of sort of X-rated gore that got an R rating because it came from a major studio. And you know, some people reacted similarly to the PG-rated Jaws. The L.A. Times critic, Charles Champlin, called it a coarse-grained and exploitive work. That probably doesn't look that way today, considering how much we've put up with since. But it's a really unnerving experience, and it was then, and it really was freaking out a lot of teenagers in ways they hadn't seen if they hadn't snuck into The Exorcist. But I think Spielberg is such a great commercial artist, and that still is one of his five best films. No one had made a shark attack movie really before, and nobody has ever made one that good since.
Did we not have summer blockbusters previous to that? My understanding
really.
Is this is also sort of launches that concept. Why didn't they think of that in 1974, for crying out loud?
Good question. They hadn't really opened up saturation booking ideas where you open a movie basically everywhere at once.
Oh.
It was up until 75, few theaters in the big cities, wait for the lines and the word of mouth, and then you sort of slowly open it up to the suburbs and the smaller towns and all that. This was different. This was a comparatively small number at the time, but they opened in about 400 or 500 theaters at once, boom. And that's why you saw it in Joliet, when I saw it in Racine, when people in Chicago saw it downtown. Yeah. And that was new. And that was a whole, and it was great. It was like, hey, we all get to see it at once. You know, now we take it for granted.
Michael Phillips, film critic for the Chicago Tribune, on the cultural relevance of Jaws. He saw it in Racine, and I saw it in Joliet, and nice to be able to talk to him before the show started today. Hey, John, I was 14 when the movie came out, and we decided to go at the last minute, so the only seats were in the front row. I absolutely remember getting startled by that shark suddenly popping out of the water. 630 says, I saw the movie 50 years ago, and that night I woke up and had to go to the bathroom. But I was unbelievably terrified that if I tried to get out of the bed, I would be grabbed by a shark that was waiting under the bed. I was 21 years old at the time. I could not reason with myself. John, I saw Niles. I saw Jaws at the theater in Niles. It was my first date with my husband. He pulled the car up for me as it was raining, and he accidentally locked us out of the car while it was pouring rain. So we had to wait for his mother to come with his spare key for his car. Great first date. I should not have married him. Have a wonderful day. Love the show. You guys are great. Signed, Lisa. 847 says, we decorated a Volkswagen Super Beetle as a shark and drove it around the Gulf Mill Theater, thrilling the crowds in line. Attaboy, Warren. John, I was 12 when I saw Jaws, and as a result, I would not swim in Lake Michigan after. I think a lot of people felt that way.